notices on that. But as far as a print journalist, I can't see us getting in a professional journal before May 15th. That I know with respect to lawyers' journals, I couldn't get in the May journal now for the Texas Bar Association.
Okay, thank you, Robert. Elaine?
Ditto. I don't think we have enough time to do that at this point. Maybe in the future we'll be able to, but right now.
Okay, I'd like to put myself on the stack. I think that we should post it on the Pacifica website and on the websites of the stations because, of course, that's free. And, you know, there we might get some traffic from that. Anyone else like to speak to that?
Elaine Duncan? I don't see any problem with that.
Okay.
I agree with you. I think that'd be fine.
All right. Eileen, you seem to have a great deal of understanding about the audit procedure. Do you have any comment or suggestion about this?
Not really. I think, you know, on the website, and if we're going to send out the RFPs to the agencies we learn of, I think that should be enough.
Okay.
If it were earlier, I might have a better idea. It's a little late. Yeah.
Okay. Would anyone like to volunteer to see if we've posted announcements or kind of a listing on our website before and the wording of such a listing? Would anyone be willing to do that research for our website? Okay.
Robert, Mark?
Okay, Robert.
The wording should be the RFP.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good
okay.
idea.
All right. So it should just be and just the heading, request for proposals for audit firm, or would we want to be?
Correct.
Okay. All right, if there's no objection to that, we will, Aki, can you see if we can get those posted, at least at the Pacifica.org website?
Okay, I'll ask all this. Yeah, okay.
And this is William. I don't have an objection to what's going on, but I think the RFP is, if it's been approved, maybe it was approved at the last meeting, it needs at least one change. Which I'd like
okay.
to.
Okay. Okay. So, but let's finish up this. So, it's the there's no objection. Is there any objection to posting this at least on the Pacifica.org website, the RFP or an RFP? Hearing none, we'll get that done. Go ahead, William. What is your change to the RFP?
I don't think we have it in there that. Our time constraints. Now, if we want to try to be done by the end of August, we want to try to get the audit done, you know, because then it has to be reviewed by us, the audit committee, and maybe any management's going to see it with the auditor. So we really need to be done much earlier than August 27th, I think somebody said. If we're going to try to stick to a calendar like that, we need to tell them. In the RFP that we're seeking completion of the audit by X date, whatever somebody thinks that date should be.
Okay, actually, Aki sent out a revised RFP. We did change it last week. He sent it out at 5:17 p.m., and it states, we worked out the wording of this last week. It states, all responses must be received by 3 p.m., Pacific Daylight Time on May 15th, 2017. So that's in the RFP.
But that's not what I'm talking about. We need to get the audit itself completed quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to tell them that.
Well,
can that not?
I think that once we get responses to the RFP and there's a dialogue set up, okay, rather than my speaking on this, would anyone else like to speak to William's suggestion?
Elaine Duncan?
Go ahead, Elaine.
I think I have a understanding what you were about to say, Grace, is that once we go through those RFPs and we start negotiating with the different suppliers who are willing to do this, we can ask, are you able to complete it for us by this date? If they say no, then we move on to the next one so that we can get someone who is agreeing to complete it by the date we set.
Thank you.
So, you're welcome.
Okay. William? Jim,
all right, go
back.
Ahead, William. Who was
that
after that?
James.
James.
And then Robert.
Okay. William, James, and then Robert.
The CPA firm has schedules. They might be booked up for the next 3 months. So they'd be wasting their time and our time if we let them submit a proposal. They need to know up front that we need this done by a certain date. So if it doesn't fit their schedule, they won't have to waste their time and waste our time. There's no point in asking them later, oh, by the way, can you do it by X date? That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, James? Oh, thank
you. Yeah, I have
William.
To agree with
James?
William. I think there's even ethical considerations and professional considerations there. You want to be upfront in your RFP about what you want to eliminate responses that aren't responsive to what you, to your needs, and to eliminate extra work on everyone's part. So I agree.
All right. So do you have a wording? You want to add a sentence to this RFP? And what would it be?
To the effect of what date we need it by.
Yes. Let's have a little bit more discussion on this. Robert, what is the point of information? Is that
are we talking about? I'm hearing two different things. Are we talking about not the date? We've got the date and the time that we want the RFP. Are we talking about some of the things that we want to put in the RFP letter, like we need this audit done by X time? Okay, but those are two different things. Somebody else said date. So, So can we clarify again so that I know what the discussion is really, because we mentioned two different things.
Yeah, I believe Robert is wanting us to put in that we want the audit to be completed by a certain date. Robert, you're next on the stack.
Yeah, It was William that said it, and
William.
A printout of the draft RFP that was sent out today by, I believe, Aki.
Mm-hmm.
And the last couple of lines of background of Pacifica Radio, this last sentence says, the organization has a September 30 fiscal year end with a requirement to file an audited financial statement with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and General Membership by February 28/29 of each year. And then if you go down to services be performed, number one, annual audit for the year ending September 30th, 2015, must be completed in compliance with the previously mentioned filing requirement, parent question mark, close parent. Obviously, that is referring up to that Corporation for Public Broadcasting deadline, which is past that. And so I think we should just remove everything after the organization has a September 30th fiscal year end period.
Let me interrupt you for a moment. Aki sent out, I noticed that error in the RFP wording. Aki sent out a revised version
At 5:15 time.
At 5:17 p.m. If you look at that version, it states services to be performed, blah, blah, one, annual audit for the fiscal year ending September 30th, 2015, and meetings with the audit committee and or the board of directors as necessary. So that phrase was deleted. It was improperly included.
Well, if we could insert in that sentence to be completed by, let's say, August 15th, just to throw out a date before August 27th.
Yes.
But what about that nonsense about the Corporation for Public Broadcasting?
I mean,
they can't meet a deadline that was 2 months ago.
I believe the deadline for application for Corporation for Public Broadcast funding is June 15th. So we might, but I don't know if it's realistic. I just got an email from Sam Agarwal, which I forwarded to all of you just before the meeting. Let's see. It says preparedness. I'm reading this because it's appropriate to this revision of the RFP. You can let the audit committee know that all stations have been behind in submitting their statements, schedules, et cetera, for fiscal year 15 audit. National office has sent a reminder to all stations, together with a list of outstanding items, and stations are completing those requests. The number of items have been received, which are being reviewed for accuracy and completeness. Temporary help is also provided to stations like WBAI and WCFW, which do not have business managers. National office cannot complete the final statements until it receives all the requested information from the stations. There will necessarily be adjustments and corrections before the final statements can be submitted to the auditors. Also, National Office itself is suffering extreme shortage of skilled staff. All efforts are being made to hire experienced senior accountant at the earliest, but it is proving to be a very challenging task. It is expected that it will take at least 3 to 4 weeks to bring the books to an audit stage. That's for 2015. I will provide more details in the upcoming CFO report. And verbally, Sam said that his CFO report with more details will be available tomorrow. So the timeline he has is the audit can begin in 3 to 4 weeks. So he also mentioned that an audit generally takes 3 months at the least. So that makes the date of the completion of the audit approximately 4 months from today, more or less. So that would be May, June, July, August. So do we want to insert a date in here for the completion? Pardon me?
Why don't you put no later than? But I don't think I'd want to put a completion date, because what if they could finish it earlier?
Yes.
You know, then we'd want it done earlier.
Okay, so do we want to have more discussion on do we want to change the RFP or leave it the way it is?
This is Robert. You interrupted me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not answering in any way my request, which is why does our RFP, which is soliciting an audit for last year, talking about submitting an audited financial statement to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and even if you changed it to June, it would have been June of last year. That's just going to intimidate audit firms not to submit proposals. Take it out.
Right. I just going to stack that.
Okay, so
I think that
may I be added to the stack?
I need to the stack.
Okay, is that TK and then Eileen?
I also was on the stack.
Okay, all right. So Were you on the sack first, Aki? Okay.
I'm not sure. Well, anyway, I basically agree with Robert that sentence should be removed. It doesn't have anything to do with, you know, it doesn't add to the request for proposal. So that sentence definitely doesn't belong there for me.
Okay. All right. So next on the stack is PK.
Okay. Concerning auditors, this is their business. And their business is to know that there are companies that are in trouble or companies that have issues because they didn't meet deadlines, et cetera, et cetera. And they're ready to handle that. I don't think it's a bit, what's the word? I don't think we need to put too much time on what people, this is their job, do about the fact that, you know, it's last year's audit. We need it done. And we're not going to scare them if they're worth their salt and letting them, you know, make a proposal for getting it done.
Okay. I hear you. Before I recognize Eileen, Robert, did you have a suggestion about deleting part of the background of Pacifica Radio, that last sentence, because it's not appropriate, doesn't go with the paragraph after it? I see your point here.
No, I want it removed because you can't request a proposal for somebody to complete a project by last June.
Correct. Okay,
this
so
can't possibly happen in this audit. So therefore, in order to keep people in vain, I'm not going to submit a proposal to do something by last June. Take that out so they will submit a proposal to do our audit. And I so move.
Okay, so what I'm reading here is the sentence would be, can we end the sentence? The organization has a September 30 fiscal year end, period, and then omit the rest of the sentence. What comes
correct,
after
that's
that?
That's what I originally said.
Okay, good. I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. I thought you were referring to the next paragraph. Okay, so Aki, if there's no, is there any objection to removing that nonsensical phrase? Hearing none, that will be omitted from the RFP.
This is William for the stack.
Okay, Eileen is next.
Yeah, I agree with removing that because we're more than a year late on our audit, and I imagine also our 990. We can't have submitted a tax filing, right? Is that correct? So does anyone know? Well, I don't think we can have done
sure,
it.
Sure, I should.
We're really late.
Well,
we
might want
the audit firms will know how to file these late tax returns for Pacifica. So let's see. Yeah, we've got the 990. I would also I would remove point 3 of the services to be performed because it's not a service and it makes no sense here. We don't know if we'll like them and if, you know, we'll want them back. We don't know yet. And I would substitute, I would mention in there that we would also request them to produce a management letter along with the audited financial statements.
Okay. So we are going to, are we going to omit, all right, so Eileen, you're moving basically to omit point 2, tax filings for our foundation, including
no.
The annual.
No, point three.
Okay,
point three.
Okay, so we're going to omit, consider doing the audit for the fiscal year ended September 30 of 2016. I certainly agree with that. And then in the place of that, well, let's take dispose of that first. So Eileen is suggesting that we omit number 3. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, we will omit number 3. Now, what would you like to put in its place?
Let's see, financial statements by division, or maybe just as a, an adjunct phrase to number 1, as well as consolidated totals and an accompanying management letter, something like that.
The management letter to item 1, then.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
I think we could just extend item 1.
Okay. So does anyone have objection? Any objection to that addition
William,
to point 1?
That's part of an audit function. They would know that and they would do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Okay. So do you want to take back that addition?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Very good. So we're a little bit off the agenda now. Our last item was consider any...
Robert for the stack.
Okay. Go ahead, William.
Robert.
Hello, Robert.
I know. William first and then Robert. Go ahead, William.
Okay. Did we approve the deletion that Robert wanted to do?
Yes.
1 minute left.
I'd like to add something right after that. Instead of what was deleted, I think we should say this, which I think I sent to everybody already. Deadline for completing work should be mid-July, considering extensions granted and or automatically available from AG office. This will allow approximately 6 weeks as a cushion for audit committee and PNB review.
Okay, can you email that to all of us? Are you able to do that?
Not really. I'm not on a computer, and I can't.
I wrote it. Would you like me to
send it? It's in my letter to Sam, April 7th, which is I've sent to everybody twice. I think that's
all right. Why don't you just read it again slowly?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Deadline for completion. Excuse me. Deadline for completing work should be.
Should be?
Should be, S-H-O-U-L-D, should be mid-July, considering extensions granted and or...
Considered? Mid-July considered?
Considering extensions granted and or automatically available... and or automatically available from AG office, meaning California Attorney General. This will allow approximately 6 weeks as a cushion for audit committee and PNB review. That's it.
Do you want to have that in the RFP?
Yes. They need to know what they're up against and what we're up against.
Okay. This will allow... say that again. I have it
this
so far.
Allow,
this will allow...
approximately 6 weeks.
Grace, I just sent it to you.
Oh, okay.
Approximately six
Very
weeks.
Good.
Let's say instead of a cushion, we maybe change that word. Approximately 6 weeks for audit committee and PNB review.
That's not enough time. You're giving them 2 months? Sorry, I'm out of order.
Well,
okay.
You may be right, but we've got to tell them what our deadline is. We have to have something by August 27th, is my understanding. So if we want to cut our time and the PNB time to 4 weeks, I don't think that would work. PNB doesn't meet that often.
Okay, so you want to place this as number 3 under services to be performed?
No, I wanted to put that right after what Robert had deleted, in place of what Robert had deleted, which was in the previous paragraph.
That's not background.
Yeah, this would have to be in the next section as point number three.
Fine.
Okay.
That was the background section? Okay. Services to be performed. Yep. Okay. Put it in services.
Yeah. Okay. And
did you get it from me?
In services? No, I'm almost done typing it. Okay, here we go. I'm going to send this to you all.
Okay,
I'm sending this to you all. And now, this is a motion from William. Is there any discussion about William's motion or addition to the RFP? Okay. Any objection to William's addition? Hearing none, this will be added to the services to be performed as point number three. And I just emailed this to everybody.
So we're out of time. 3 minutes over.
Okay, very good. So are we out of time for the meeting? We are. Is there anything else before I ask for a motion to adjourn?
Does that mean the RFP is completed?
It means the RFP, you know, ask the question, is there any objection to this being the final RFP? Hearing none, this is the final RFP, and it will be being sent out by Aki to the audit firms that we've already identified this week. Any other questions or
William for the stack.
Okay, William. We're at time.
Do you think we should give everybody like 24 hours to read the final and not maybe?
Definitely. I think
everybody should read it and send any comments.
Definitely. For sure.
Okay.
Yes.
But no, they won't. There's no time for major changes because we're not going to meet for another week and it's for another 8 days. So we need to get these RFPs out.
Pardon me? This is William. Worst comes to worst, and if somebody finds something, you know, that really needs to be changed, we could always do it by unanimous written consent without a meeting.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Okay. And very good. All right. I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Anyone wish to make that motion?
I so move.
Okay. Is there any objection? Okay. Any objection to adjourning? Hearing none, this meeting is now adjourned. Bye-bye, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.